first of all, I'm absolutely privileged to be up here, especially for this section. And I wouldn't be me if the girl from Brooklyn if I didn't use some sort of hip hop reference. And if you don't know the Notorious B.I.G., I look across this room and all I can think is, look at all the ladies in the place with style and grace. You're killing me. You're killing me. So yes, super, super proud to be up here on behalf of Entertainment Partners. Thank you, thank you, thank you for inviting us again to be part of such an inspiring day. I mean, my pupils are all dilated, hair is up on my chest, and all this stuff is really happening. It's exciting. And when Ron reached out to me and said, Davida, you're going to introduce this panel on male allies, I was like, of course it'll happen. Because not only am I called Davida, one of my own colleagues reached out and said, Davida, you have to do this panel. And in the email, he referred to me as David.
I don't feel so bad.
At least you didn't do that to me. Once upon a time, I would walk in a room, and that was okay because it was technology, and they wasn't expecting a woman in the first place. Hello. But now they are, and I can correct them and say it's Davida, or I can just say I used to be David. Okay, so stop. Okay, I'll stop. Okay, I've developed technology systems and served as a bridge between technology and the business at Entertainment Partners, and diversity is so critical to us, and it's really important for us on the recruiting side to balance the makeup of our teams and encouraging and teaching our female participants to be leaders. The moderator of this panel, super, super excited to introduce Vicky Call, CTO at Warner Brothers Studios, has a tremendous, come on up here, girl, come on. She's got such a tremendous track record of technology leadership. Since joining Warner Brothers in 2004, she has consistently moved the needle as she moved up the ranks, developing the industry's first digital supply chain and now providing critical business and technology intelligence to all studio business units. Girl, we gotta talk. We gotta talk soon. And she also volunteers for not-for-profit STEAM Coders, and I just learned about it during this conference, and super excited that they serve underrepresented, underserved students and families the fundamentals of science, technology, engineering, art, and math, and that is incredibly dope. So let me applaud you for that, too. And I have to close the day for you with yet another Star Trek reference, because you've been hearing it all day. So, Captain Janeway from Star Trek Voyager, right? She spoke and she said one of the things that's really awesome is that she can't appreciate enough the number of women she's come up to and said that her children, her daughters are excited about technology because they saw a woman captain, you know, the ship. And I thought that was amazing. So when you're thinking about that, I mean, that's awesome. But when you're thinking about how you can be a male ally for women in this space, you got to do a couple of things. You got to take your daughter and look at Captain Janeway. You got to look at Noni and Poppy and Vicky and our winners today, Christina, Nancy, Teresa, and tell them to look at me. Then tell them not to call me David and realize that there are so many more of us in this industry and coming into this space because male allies are helping us doing it. So get forward, looking forward to this panel. Thanks.
Davida Lara, ladies and gentlemen, Davida.